A town hall event featuring Assemblymember Chris Rogers in Casper promises to bring critical issues to the forefront.
As you may know, we have a new Assemblymember, Chris Rogers, who was elected in the November election and has hit the road running, representing the district. And so it's an opportunity for us to get to know Chris on a level outside of a campaign.
That was Peter McNamee from the Grassroots Institute, the nonprofit co-hosting the upcoming town hall. McNamee gave an overview on what the Grassroots Institute does to facilitate community conversations in Mendocino County.
We're an all-volunteer organization based in Mendocino County. It's about 800 people who are in some way involved in community and civic activities in Mendocino. And we function in a rather unique kind of way. Not many organizations do this, but the Institute itself is, its mission and vision is to focus on education and particularly self-education, the public educating itself, and defining the challenges that the community and people in it feel need to be addressed here in Mendocino County, and in advocating the solutions that the community feels needs to be put forward, both in the private sector and in the public sector. And the way that we do that structurally is the Institute itself, it acts like kind of a venue for work groups. At any given point in time, we have about eight or so work groups that are involved in the community. And a work group basically is constituted when a group of people come together in the community and decide that there's an issue or concern that they have that they don't feel is being properly addressed in the community and that would benefit from a collaborative effort to make an improvement to our community. And they meet as often and in any fashion that they want. And they educate themselves. They bring in speakers. They read articles. They do sometimes, in many cases, you know, citizen science to develop an awareness of what the problem scale and scope is. And then when they've come to a conclusion about the kinds of changes that they want to see happen in their community, then they take action. The Institute itself acts as a host for all of those work groups. It doesn't have an ideological base. It doesn't screen people for their political persuasion. In fact, we operate as a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. And so anybody and everyone is welcome to participate in the Grassroots Institute and to form a work group and to define the issues that they want to pursue and go after them.
The organization, led by volunteers like McNamee, a retired public servant with 35 years of government experience, is committed to bringing people together across political divides. The upcoming town hall will feature newly elected Assemblymember Chris Rogers, representing a district stretching from Santa Rosa to the Oregon border, a massive geographic area with complex, interconnected challenges.
There are, I think, topics at the federal level, at the state level, at a regional level, and topics that are very unique and specific in their application to Mendocino County that we hope we can discuss with Assemblyman Rogers. Let me just touch on a few that I think will come up and be discussed. Of course, climate change is having a huge impact on not just our area, but nationally, globally, and at the state level. We've seen massive fires down in Los Angeles, and we've seen the impacts of sea level rise and much more severe storms that have impacted the state. And one of the outcomes from that is that many people, particularly in the more southern parts of the United States, are becoming climate refugees or climate migrants. And they're moving to places that have much more temperate environments. Mendocino, Humboldt, Del Norte, Sonoma, these are areas, because of their approximation to the Pacific Ocean and because that they're relatively northern parts of our state, have much less severe impacts from climate change. And I'm sure that your listeners in Humboldt are already experiencing this, and possibly in Del Norte as well. And a lot of that has to do with people who are coming from other areas and moving to our area, or they are buying a property here in on the North Coast, and in many cases, homes, and then simply leaving them vacant or using them as short-term rentals or long-term rentals. But what that's doing to the housing stock in our area, the available affordable housing stock is just disappearing. So clearly, we have a challenge that starts with climate change and its impacts, not just on us, but in other areas, and how we're going to adapt to that going forward. So we'll be looking for the state to take some responsibility here, since this isn't an indigenous problem to just Mendocino County or Humboldt County. So we're looking for him to talk about those kinds of issues. What's the state willing to do in terms of providing some leadership to help finance the public infrastructure, to build the housing? We'll be looking to him to talk about how we can develop commercial business opportunities for all these new people who are going to be moving to our area. We're going to be looking to him to talk about how the vision for California is changing. How are we going to balance the need for protecting our California coast, particularly in the north area, from rampant development, and at the same time, accommodate all these new people coming in, that we continue to protect and preserve the coastal zone from development, and that we look to developing new coastal haven communities inland that can then access the coast as a recreation greenbelt area, that we continue to protect, particularly agriculture. We're looking to people like Chris Rogers to provide that kind of leadership.
The town hall is set to take place this coming Sunday, April 27th, from noon to 2 p.m. at the Casper Community Center, located on Highway 1, about 10 miles south of Fort Bragg.
The Institute is open as a vehicle for encouraging community and civic activity to everyone, regardless of any qualification. If you can fog a mirror, then you're welcome to be part of the Institute's activities, regardless of your perspective on politics or culture or whatever. We have to talk with each other. If we're going to survive going into the future and to prosper, we all have to be able to sit down together and talk.
For more information, that website again is grassroots-institute.org. This is an opportunity to directly engage with your state representative and shape the future of the North Coast. Reporting for KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.